This news brought to you by Froom, Australia's number one mushroom products brand, now available through Harris Farm Market stores. Australia's Feeding Australia initiative is a wake-up call for New Zealand's food security. The Australian government has just dropped a $3.5 million into Future Food, announcing the development of a national food security strategy dubbed Feeding Australia. This isn't just another bureaucratic shuffle. It's a bold move to fortify the nation's food supply chain against the unpredictable tantrums of Mother Nature and the rollercoaster of global markets. The agricultural sector's reaction, a collective sigh of finally, but they're not popping the champagne just yet. David Yokinki, who heads up the Australian National Farmers Federation, didn't mince words. We need to ensure that this isn't just another report, but a meaningful blueprint. Translation? Enough with the paperwork. Let's get our hands dirty. Richard Forbes, the big cheese at Independent Food Distributors Australia, echoed this sentiment, emphasising the need for a strategy involving every link in the food chain, from the soil to the supermarket shelf. Now let's cast our gaze across the ditch to New Zealand, to the Kiwis, who pride themselves on their lush pastures and bountiful produce. But here's the truth. While they've got food safety down to an art form, a comprehensive food security strategy is conspicuously absent. A 2024 report by the Public Health Advisory Committee didn't pull any punches, stating that New Zealand's food system is out of balance and in dire need of reform to protect public health. Moreover, the national science challenges have been banging the drum for a unified food strategy, highlighting the need to ensure everyone has access to nutritious food without costing the earth. For the everyday Aussie, the Feeding Australia initiative is more than just political jargon. It's a promise of stability in the face of rising food prices and supply chain hiccups. The aim? To create a resilient system keeping pantries stocked without burning a hole in wallets. In New Zealand, the absence of a national food security strategy might seem like a storm in a teacup, but it's a ticking time bomb. Without a coordinated plan, Kiwis could find themselves at the mercy of external shocks, be it weather changes or global market fluctuations, that could send food prices soaring and availability plummeting. Australia's proactive approach with Feeding Australia should serve as a wake-up call for New Zealand. It's high time the land of the long white cloud moves beyond piecemeal policies and cooks up a comprehensive food security strategy. After all, in a world where uncertainty is the only certainty, ensuring every citizen has access to safe, nutritious, and affordable food isn't just a policy, it's a necessity. So, New Zealand, what's it going to be? Will you step up to the plate or risk being left with crumbs? The ball's in your court. This audio sponsor's link is at the bottom of the article,